Hello and welcome. My name is Alice Cassidy and I'm a health and wellbeing coach. Today I'd like to talk to you about something that affects millions of people but often has no symptoms at all, and that's pre-diabetes. Pre-diabetes means that your blood sugar levels are higher than normal but not yet high enough to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. The important thing to know is that pre-diabetes isn't inevitable. It can often be reversed, and small lifestyle changes make a big difference. Lots of people are surprised when they're told that they have pre-diabetes because they feel completely well. That's why routine health checks and blood tests are so valuable. They help us to spot changes early before diabetes develops. So what can you do if you've been told that you have pre-diabetes? Well, the first thing to do is look at food. You don't need a special diet or expensive products. And a great place to start is to remove the refined carbohydrates and sugars. These are in foods such as cakes, pastries, biscuits, crisps, chocolate, sweets, cereal bars, pasties and pies. If you take those out and then add in higher fibre whole grain foods such as rolled oats, brown rice, sourdough bread, whole wheat pasta and quinoa, for example, this will positively help your blood sugar levels. Other high fibre sugar lowering foods to include in your diet are legumes like chickpeas, black beans and lentils, fruits such as raspberries and blackberries, and dark green leafy vegetables such as kale, spinach and collards. These all have high fibre and a positive impact on your blood sugar levels and can help bring them down over time. Another good tip is to add ground flax seeds or chia seeds to your day. A tablespoon or two every day will also be helpful. One of the quickest wins is swapping sugary drinks, so fizzy drinks and energy drinks, take those out completely for water, sparkling water or sugar-free alternatives. It's an easy win. Believe it or not, fruit juice can contain surprising amounts of sugar, even though they do seem like healthy choices. But 150ml glass of juice can contain up to 15 grams of sugar, which is, you know, crazy considering we should be taking in no more than 30 grams a day. Finally, in relation to the foods that you eat, look at your portion size. Ensure that you're eating plenty of fruit and vegetables, whole grain carbohydrates, which I've talked about are important, and of course protein, good lean sources of protein such as chicken, eggs, oily fish, tofu and dairy alternatives. Next, having spoken about the diet, we'll talk about movement. Exercise acts like a natural sponge with glucose. When you move, your muscles soak up the extra sugar. And this is taken from the bloodstream and used for energy, and this naturally lowers your blood sugar levels. We know that taking a 10-minute walk after you have a meal prevents your blood sugars from spiking and brings it down gradually. So it prevents those highs and lows. Exercise doesn't mean, you know, you have to join a gym. Walking the dog, gardening, swimming, cycling to the shops or taking the stairs are all movement. You're aiming for 150 minutes a week. So start, you know, with 30 minutes a day and then build to 5 days a week. And then that's your 150 minutes done. A good tip is to know that some is better than none and more is better than some, depending on where you're starting with exercise and movement. It's important to address the impact of carrying extra weight on your blood sugar levels. Losing even 5 up to 10% of your body weight can greatly reduce your risk of developing 2 diabetes. It's going to allow you to bring those blood sugar levels hopefully back out of pre-diabetes and into the normal range. You don't need dramatic diets. We don't need quick fixes here. In order for weight loss, focus on making the changes with your food, the changes with your movement, and the weight loss will be a nice side effect. Finally, prioritising sleep and managing stress. Not only does this help your mood and your overall well-being, but they are vital for blood sugar regulation because both profoundly impact your body's hormonal balance, directly altering how your cells effectively process glucose and insulin. So don't underestimate a good night's sleep or the ability to manage your stress. It's really quite important. Final thought, pre-diabetes should be seen as an opportunity, not a failure. It's your body's early warning sign giving you the chance to make changes now that you can protect your future health. Thank you for listening. If you've recently been told that you have pre-diabetes or are concerned about your risk, speak to your GP practice or healthcare professional for advice and support. And remember, small steps repeated consistently can lead to lasting improvements. All the best.